Penguin Random House Audio presents Cooking for Picasso by Camille Aubrey. Read for you by Mojan Marnot. Prologue. Céline at Port Vauban, the French Riviera, 2016. My mother had a Provençal proverb that she recited to me in a cheerful sing-song voice when I was a child. L'eau trouble est le gain du pêcheur sage. She told me it meant, in troubled waters, the wise fisherman benefits. I always assumed she was reassuring me that if you persevere in difficult times, you get rewarded for your efforts. But as with most of the things my mother told me, I've discovered another meaning to this proverb, which is to say, when things are chaotic and everyone else is distracted by the storm and the roiling waves, you have a unique opportunity to get what you want without being noticed. For some reason, that proverb popped into my head today when I got an email from a man I barely know. I'm docking in Port Vauban at 1 o'clock, but just to pick up supplies. As soon as I've reloaded, I'm casting off. So if you want to do this thing, come now. Attached is a pass card that will allow you to come aboard. I'd almost given up hope of hearing from him, so I was relieved. But then I noticed an alarm that it was already noon. When I hastily told my French colleagues at the movie studio in Nice that I must skip our wrap party so I could deal with some personal business in Antibes, they immediately assumed that I was sneaking away for a romantic rendezvous, teasingly calling me l'Américaine mystérieuse as I hurried to my car. Hitting the lunchtime traffic meant battling it out with tour buses, truckers, and other locals, all in a hell-bent flurry to get to their déjeuner. But at once.